Morning, everybody. Welcome. So glad you are here. Happy solstice.
Yes.
Happy solstice.
I am Katie Candarian Morris, the minister of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Durango. In these tender times where we are experiencing trauma and hope for a more, for a just new world, it feels good to be together, to respond to the world's heartache with our liberal religious values. Our determination to create and uphold community is an essential gift in times of trouble and strife. As Unitarian Universalists, our radical roots and history as self-motivated spiritual people who think for ourselves and recognize that personal experience influences our beliefs more than anything. The covenant we share gives rise to becoming people of love and trust. Well, more joy and gratitude for all those who contributed to our Navajo and Hopi supply drive. I want to ask social responsibility and justice team leader Bonnie Miller to give us an update.
Well, so this past week, people from the Navajo Nation drove up to Durango to pick up the supplies that were donated during our supply drive. And it took two trips filling a truck and a trailer to gather all the donations. And as Vince and the crew of Navajo Nation volunteers prepared to leave with the last load, he said these words to me that I'd really like to share with you just now. Vince said that many of his people were stunned with the amount of donations from our community and amazed that we cared about them and their suffering, and they were so deeply grateful. Also, that the provision of so many supplies just now was especially important because just this weekend, the Navajo Nation had to go back into lockdown, meaning that even the few small grocery stores and gas stations would be closed. So our donation is going to allow them to bring supplies to individuals and families and to stock up for a bit, and it'll see them through this lockdown time. So as you imagine Vince saying these things, I hope you feel blessed and encouraged by the impact of your generosity. We told Vince and Brenda, who you heard speak about circumstances on the Navajo Nation during our service a couple weeks ago, that we do care and that if additional needs develop, we hope they'll tell us so that we may respond as we're able. So thank you to everyone who donated supplies, cash, time, and physical labor to make this social justice effort a meaningful success.
Thank you, Bonnie. Well, I was well into seminary, and I think it was sometime during my senior year, when I was taking a class on process theology, which is a more nuanced kind of imagining qualities of God. So I was thinking about God a lot. It was during that time I went on a field trip as a chaperone for one of my own kids, and our trip was to the planetarium. The bold memory that I hold from that experience was seeing a supernova, seeing the astonishing smattering of lit, sparkling glitter projected on the dome above us. As I sat there looking up at all the colors, our guide offered the scientific description of all of the atoms, all the atoms crushing together, creating the exquisite explosion. It sounded as magical and creative as the process definition of God being mutable and temporal. And for me, it was my burning bush moment. Suddenly, my personal faith felt powerful. And the structure and theology of the faith home to which I belonged Unitarian Universalism felt powerful too. William Ellery Channing said that he honored revelation too highly to make it an antagonist of reason. Could that be the spiritual experience that I was having when I looked up at the fascinatingly beautiful, grand, exploding star and seeing my definition of God? Wow, I am grateful that the living tradition of Unitarian Universalism draws from many sources. The fifth source of our faith, that of humanist teachings, which counsel us to heed the guidance of reason and the results of science and warn us against idolatries of the mind and spirit, is ever so relevant right now. A piece of this tradition, the part that counsels us to heed the results of science, will serve as our summer series this year. Today, we kick off the series that will continue then in 2 weeks. Next week, we're going to all attend together. The General Assembly will go to their worship, giving a break from our worship leaders. But I hope you will join me in attending the General Assembly. And then we'll continue the summer series in 2 weeks on July 5th, right here. It is no coincidence that this is our focus for this summer. Offering a series focused on science is a direct response to the current U.S. presidential administration's refusal to take seriously this world-altering pandemic, contradicting and minimizing the message from the experts, withholding facts, creating chaos. The president suggests that wearing a mask is an anti-administration political statement. Boo. To me, it's a pro-health statement, a statement about humility, about respect for others. And as a Washington Post fashion critic, Robin Givens, declares, it's patriotic, as she puts it. The new patriotism in these lonely and terrifying times is epitomized by a protective mask tied around one's face. Science over vanity. Here at UUFD, our summer series will serve as our faithful responsibility to heed the words and wisdom of the scientists who are committed to the ever-expanding discovery and learning. The faith of Unitarian Universalism has held reason and science as truths since its inception. As UU theologian Jean Reeves once said, far from having nothing to say, religious liberals have to proclaim over and over again against both religious and secular adversaries, the good news that the future remains open and the fates are not in control. This faith values both mind and spirit, balancing not to lift up either mind or spirit to become an idol. It invites us to be open-minded and not rigid in our understandings. Ours is a living tradition. This is a learning community. This be the place to offer all parts of ourselves, all components of earth and sky, of thought and feeling, of humanism and mysticism, responsible to the community. Often named the father of American Unitarianism, William Ellery Channing spoke of reason as a gift from God. And both Unitarians and Universalists have a distinguished heritage of honoring science. We will be learning about some of those Unitarians and Universalists who dedicated their lives to science, discovery, and to their liberal faith in the coming months. Led by our UUFD worship associates, we will spend time with Benjamin Rush, physician and signer of the Declaration of Independence, also with Isaac Newton, a key figure in the scientific revolution, with Elizabeth Blackwell, the first woman to graduate from medical school, and then Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin, astronomer and astrophysicist that first posited that stars were made of hydrogen and helium. Joseph Priestley discovered oxygen. And then finally, when we close, I'll talk about African-American Lewis Latimer, who helped discover the light bulb and the telephone. These are important names for us to know. That they were people of liberal religion, people who respected not making either science nor religion an idol, but that each could be questioned and examined and ever changing, like their living tradition seems to ring true today. We are reminded, as John Buren's writes in the source book for us, A Chosen Faith. He says, as important as science is, however, a sound integration of mind and spirit means that the world cannot be saved by mind alone, nor by science alone, nor by reason, nor by technology. He continues, without a larger sense of purpose and relatedness, the products of science and the human mind can themselves become dangerous idols. These relational issues and issues of purpose are spiritual in character. This summer, while we grapple with probably the worst pandemic in our nation's history, we've got a regular opportunity for the importance of our faith. I hope we will discover and be reminded of the importance of science to this bold and beautiful religious tradition that we share. Science serves as a path for our fourth principle, the free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Let us acknowledge our very own members right here in our midst, who have dedicated their lives to science, to research, to medicine, to the earth, to sociology, the many branches of science. As the hymn text sings, up from the dust our temples lift, our vision soars on wings, our grateful spirit sings. May it be so. Blessed be. I love you so. Amen. Our blessing comes from Lynn Unger. The universe does not revolve around you. The stars and planets spinning through the ballroom of space dance with one another quite outside of your small life. You cannot hold gravity or seasons, even air and water inevitably evade your grasp. Why not then let go? You could move through time like a shark through water, neither restless nor ceasing, absorbed in and absorbing the native element. Why pretend you can do otherwise? The world comes in at every pore, mixes in your blood before breath releases you into the world again. Did you think the fragile boundary of your skin could build a wall? Listen. Every molecule is humming its particular pitch. Of course, you are a symphony. Whose tune do you think the planets are singing as they dance? Go in peace. Amen. Blessed be.